The date for the referendum on Britain's membership of the European Union hasn't even been set. But by the end of this week, there could be three campaigns fighting for the no vote.
Yes, UKIP's leader Nigel Farage is going to launch his party's campaign and says it's decided not to join forces with either of the others. Why not? He joins us now from Swindon. We can ask him. Morning, Mr. Farage.
Good morning.
Why not join one of the other two campaigns? Why run your own?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that at all, actually. I will work with absolutely anybody. There are two rival groups who are bidding to get the official no designation from the Electoral Commission. I'm in touch with both of them. I wish them both well, and I hope at some point they come together. But the really important thing is this. The Yes campaign has started. I mean, literally every week we see a Richard Branson or a Tony Blair or a Lord Mandelson telling us why we must stay in the EU and why we must vote yes. And it's time the No campaign got cracking. And that, you know, UKIP's in a good position to do that.
Right. You're going to launch your campaign this week. There are already two other campaigns, so by definition that makes you separate from the other two.
Well, the other campaigns, you know, are not out going around theatres and town halls and putting leaflets through doors. And politics is about a lot more than just being in Westminster and, with respect, doing interviews on television. It's about going out and reaching the people. And UKIP is the only Eurosceptic group with tens of thousands of members, hundreds of branches, and we're going to launch the biggest outreach campaign in the history of our party because we feel people want to have that face-to-face conversation at ground level.
So should they be joining you rather than you joining them?
Ultimately, there will be a group that gets the official no designation, and we will do absolutely everything we can to work in harmony with them. But I'm not going to sit around and wait whilst the Yes campaign is out there, is active and is busy.
And who should be leading the no campaign?
I've absolutely no idea. We'll have to wait for the official designation. More important than who leads the No campaign is that the No campaign starts. And actually, if you look at what's happened in politics over the course of the summer, you know, we had the immigration figures out last week. We've seen the scenes at Calais and very much worse in Hungary and Austria and elsewhere. And now the question of open borders and immigration is the number one issue in the minds of the British voters by an absolute mile over every other issue. And the argument that I want to take to the country is we can only control who comes to Britain. Yeah. We can only put in place an Australian-style point system for judging who should come here if we break our links with political union with Brussels.
Right, and those arguments still to come. But in terms of the actual campaigning, you are the standard bearer for UKIP, so doesn't that make you the obvious choice to lead the No campaign?
Well, you know, Nicola Sturgeon leads the SNP. She's going to be supporting the Yes side, doing her own thing. Labour had previously said that Alan Johnson would lead their campaign and they'd be doing their own thing. You know, there are lots of groups on both the Yes and the No side in this campaign. I think to obsess at the moment about who will lead the campaign in the last few weeks is perhaps to put the cart before the horse. The important thing is to get a nationwide campaign going, and that's exactly what we're going to launch this week.
All right. There's more to this debate, though, much more than just talking about migrants, isn't there?
Well, of course, there is who governs Britain. You know, can we make our own laws in our own parliament? Is it acceptable that 75% of our laws are now made by the European institutions? Is it right that our own Supreme Court can be overruled by courts in Luxembourg and Strasbourg? So you're right. The whole question of democracy and who governs Britain is absolutely vital. And in a sense, border controls and immigration are a subset of that. And the other big issue that the British public are really concerned about, and I don't think Westminster politicians get this, is the fact we're paying in a membership fee of £55 million a day to be part of this political union. And what the vast majority of British people want, they want good relations with Europe, they want a proper, simple free trade deal, the kind of thing that my parents' generation thought they were voting for, but they don't want the supremacy of law to rest with the EU.
All right, and that decision, that long debate still to come, as we mentioned. Nigel Farage, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks.